Yep.
All right, it's 9:57, September 27th, 2010. This is a continuation of a formal hearing that was held on September 20th. The purpose of the continuation was the fact that the defendant was trying to procure the means to come in compliance with our minimum housing code. In the matter that he was trying to get electrical service at that time. This is a combination hearing, and it involves the state of North Carolina, County of New Hanover, and the town of Curie Beach versus the property located at 1714 Swordfish Lane. Justin Persinger is the registered agent for MTKP Investments, LLC, who is the owner of that property. The purpose of the condemnation and this hearing was the fact that on July 20th, 2010, I inspected the premises and it was found that there was no power or water to the property, and also that there was no smoke detectors. Since that time, the property owner has procured water service and also electrical service. And
smoke detectors
I understand are in the building. I would like to come out there in just a little bit and check that.
Okay.
Based on the fact that you've complied with everything that we started this condemnation on, there's no reason to continue on with this condemnation, and so as of this day, this condemnation hearing is no longer valid, and the situation will be closed based on these problems that we've noted. If there are more issues that come up, be advised there is. I can open this thing right back up if you lose water or power again, or if there's other issues that do come up.
Okay.
So
we're working on selling the house, so hopefully we won't even be here by the time, if there would be a reopened case or whatever. So.
All right. Well, at this point in time, I'd like to open the floor. Has anybody got any comments?
We brought
Ms. Veals, Bev Veals.
We brought forth a petition last week and was curious if whether it had been inspected for mold and other things within the minimum housing code regarding decay, unsafe wiring, and mold.
Well,
that we brought forward.
As I said last week, I did make an inspection of the building on July 20th. As far as faulty wiring, I did not see any faulty wiring. As far as decay, there was not any decay that would not be expected for a house that is as old as this one, or a trailer that is as old as this one. As far as mold, I'm not a mold inspector. I have no idea whether or not there's mold in that property or not.
Mm-hmm.
But I do deem the house livable at this point.
Okay.
Any other questions?
We presented the information to City Council, and from there we'll go with that.
Yes, ma'am. Council did give us a direction on that, and
thank you.
I believe you were there when they gave it that direction. Mr. Persinger?
Have a nice day.
All right.
Or I'll see you later.
September 27th, 10 o'clock. I declare this hearing closed and this matter closed.
Have a nice day, Mr. Dyson. I'll see you when you come check for smoke.
You going to be there in a little bit?